The Book of Ruth, Chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Yehuda, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his woman and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his woman Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephraim of Bethlehem, Yehuda. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's man, died, and she was left, and her two sons. And they took them women of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her man. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that Yahuwah had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Yehuda. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, Go, return each to her mother's house. Yahuwah deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. Yahuwah grant you that ye may find rest, each of you in the house of her man. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, Surely we will return with you unto your people. And Naomi said, Turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your men? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have a man. If I should say, I have hope, if I should have a man also tonight, and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having men? Nay, my daughters, for it grieves me much for your sakes that the hand of Yahuwah is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, Behold, your sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her Elohim. Return you after your sister-in-law. And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave you, or to return from following after you, for whither you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your Elohim my Elohim. Where you die will I die, and there will I be buried. Yahuwah do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part you and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. And they said, Is this Naomi? And she said unto them, Call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for El Shaddai has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and Yahuwah has brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing Yahuwah has testified against me, and El Shaddai has afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab. And they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. Chapter 2. And Naomi had a kinsman of her man's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabite said unto Naomi, Let me now go to the field and glean ears of grain after him in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, Go, my daughter. And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, Yahuwah be with you. And they answered him, Yahuwah bless you. Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, Whose damsel is this? And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, It is the Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and has continued even from the morning until now, that she tarried a little in the house. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, Hear you not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let your eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go you after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch you? And when you are athirst, go unto the vessels, and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, Why have I found grace in your eyes that you should take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? And Boaz answered and said unto her, It has fully been showed me all that you have done unto your mother-in-law since the death of your man, and how you have left your father and your mother in the land of your nativity, and are come unto a people which you knew not heretofore. Yahuwah recompense your work, and a full reward be given you of Yahuwah Elohai of Yasharel, under whose wings you are come to trust. Then she said, Let me find favor in your sight, my Adonai, for that you have comforted me, and for that you have spoken friendly unto your handmaid, though I be not like unto one of your handmaidens. And Boaz said unto her, At mealtime come hither, and eat of the bread, and dip your morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched grain, and she did eat, and was sufficed, and left. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, Let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean them, and rebuke her not. So she gleaned in the field until even, and beat out at that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw it, what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her at that she had received after she was sufficed. And her mother-in-law said unto her, Where have you gleaned today, and where wrought you? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of you. And she showed her mother-in-law at with whom she had wrought, and said, The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, Blessed be he of Yahuwah, who has not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, The man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen. And Ruth the Moabite said, He said unto me also, You shall keep fast by my young men, until they have ended at all my harvest. And Naomi said unto Ruth her daughter-in-law, It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his maidens, that they meet you not in any other field. So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law. Chapter 3. Then Naomi her mother-in-law said unto her, My daughter, shall I not seek rest for you, that it may be well with you? And now is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens you were? Behold, he winnows barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash yourself therefore, and anoint you, and put your raiment upon you, and get you down to the floor, but make not yourself known unto the man, until he shall have done eating and drinking. And it shall be, when he lies down, that you shall mark the place where he shall lie, and you shall go in and uncover his feet, and lay down, and he will tell you at what you shall do. And she said unto her, All that you say unto me I will do. And she went down unto the floor, and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the sheaf, and she came softly and uncovered his feet and laid her down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. And he said, Who are you? And she answered, I am Ruth, your handmaid. Spread therefore your skirt over your handmaid, for you are a near kinsman. And he said, Blessed be you of Yahuwah, my daughter, for you have showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as you followed not young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, fear not, I will do to you all that you require, for all the city of my people do know that you are a virtuous woman. And now it is true that I am your near kinsman, howbeit there is a kinsman nearer than I. Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning, that if he will perform unto you the part of a kinsman well, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to you, then will I do the part of a kinsman to you, as Yahuwah lives. Lie down until the morning. And she lay at his feet until the morning, and she rose up before one could know another. And he said, Let it not be known that a woman came into the floor. Also he said, Bring the veil that you have upon you, and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley, and laid it on her, and she went into the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, Who are you, my daughter? And she told her at all that the man had done to her. And she said, These 6 measures of barley gave he me. For he said to me, Go not empty unto your mother-in-law. Then said she, Sit still, my daughter, until you know how the matter will fall. For the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day. Chapter 4. Then went Boaz up to the gate and sat him down there. And behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spoke came by, unto whom he said, O, such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, Sit ye down here. And they sat down. And he said unto the kinsman Naomi, that is come again out of the country of Moab, sells a parcel of land, which was our brother Elimelech's. And I thought to advertise you, saying, Buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, redeem it. But if you will not redeem it, then tell me that I may know. For there is none to redeem it beside you, and I am after you. And he said, I will redeem it. Then said Boaz, What day you buy the field of the hand of Naomi, you must buy it also of Ruth the Moabite, the woman of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar my own inheritance. Redeem you my right to yourself, for I cannot redeem it. Now this was the manner in former time in Yashareel concerning redeeming and concerning changing, for to confirm all things. A man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor, and this was a testimony in Yashareel. Therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, Buy it for you. So he drew off his shoe. And Boaz said unto the elders and unto all the people, Ye are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabite, the woman of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my woman, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, We are witnesses. Yahuwah make the woman that has come into your house like Rachel and like Leah, which two did build the house of Yashareel, and do you worthily in Ephratah, and be famous in Bethlehem. And let your house be like the house of Peretz, whom Tamar bore unto Yehudah, of the seed which Yahuwah shall give you of this young woman. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his woman. And when he went in unto her, Yahuwah gave her conception, and she bore a son. And the woman said unto Naomi, Blessed be Yahuwah, which has not left you this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Yashareel. And he shall be unto you a restorer of your life, and a nourisher of your old age. For your daughter-in-law, which loves you, which is better to you than 7 sons, has borne him. And Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom and became nurse unto it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, There is a son born to Naomi, and they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now these are the generations of Peretz. Peretz begat Chetzron, and Chetzron begat Ram, and Ram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Nachshon, and Nachshon begat Salma. And Salma begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David.